This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى الآل والصحب الكرام أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واتقوا يوماً ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. My beloved brothers and sisters, as Muslims, as believers, it is our duty to know what the instructions of Allah are. It is our duty to learn, to educate ourselves, to increase ourselves in knowledge, for indeed, seeking knowledge is the duty of a believer. In fact, it is the duty of every human being to seek beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us from His goodness. While seeking knowledge, we recognize that Allah Almighty has asked us to do certain things. He has instructed us to fulfill certain things, obligations, duties that He wants us to fulfill, duties unto Him. May Allah make it easy for us, firstly, to know about these duties, and secondly, to be able to fulfill them and practice upon them, and thirdly, to be able to teach others and convey the message. For indeed, part of the duty of the Ummah is to continue to convey the message in a way that when we pass away, it continues in our generations to come, right up to the day of Qiyamah or the day of judgment. So I invite you, my brothers and sisters, to increase your knowledge. Attend the lessons that are there for you in the masajid, in the houses of Allah. Attend the lessons that are there for you in the schools that are designated for that. Be they physical schools or online, it is important for us to know where we are taking our knowledge from. If it is based on what Allah has said and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, then indeed it is heading in the right direction. And if it is based on the whims and fancies of man, then it would not be heading in the right direction. May Allah make it easy for us. My beloved brothers, my sisters, the duties of Allah, as we know, are made up of many categories. One is wajib, that which is compulsory, obligatory. There is a level known as fard, which also translates as compulsory. If you look at the pillars of Islam, the five pillars of Islam, they are made up of very, very important aspects of the deen. In fact, they are the foundation of your faith. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqami as-salati wa ita'i az-zakati wa sawmi Ramadan wa hajj al-bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. The declaration of faith that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his final messenger. And then the fulfillment of your five daily prayers, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, the charity and the alms to the poor, and the fulfillment of the pilgrimage for those who are able and capable. My brothers, my sisters, there are many other duties besides the five pillars of Islam. But today I wish to concentrate on something else, something that many take for granted. In the same way that it is your duty to fulfill certain things, it is your duty to abstain from certain things. You and I know that to intoxicate yourself in any way, shape or form intentionally is actually prohibited, because the mind and the brain are, or the brain is actually a gift of Allah. it is considered the distinguishing factor between man and the rest of the creatures, man and animal, etc. The understanding man has been given and the brain that man has been given is unique. Its capacity is beyond that of others in a holistic way. There might be certain things that animals might do better than human beings, but not in that of understanding. That's why Allah mentions in the Quran many times, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will they not understand? Meaning, apply your brain, your mind, and consider what Allah Almighty is saying. If there was no understanding in the capacity of man, Allah would not have addressed us in this way. So Allah Almighty prohibits intoxicants simply because He knows that without that mind, or with the mind being clouded, the first connection and the most important connection that you and I are supposed to have, that with Allah Almighty, will be compromised. How do you expect someone who is intoxicated to come forth and fulfill their prayers when they don't even know what they are saying or what they are doing? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la taqrabu as-salata wa antum sukara. At a time before the prohibition of the intoxicants, Allah makes mention of how it is wrong for someone to come to prayer while he or she is in the state of intoxication. That was Allah, and that is Allah. Later on, it was made prohibited by Allah Almighty, saying, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Do you want to achieve success? If the answer is yes, Allah Almighty says, the intoxicants, the gambling, and various other things that He mentions, Allah says, those are from the handiwork of the devil, an abomination, a prohibition. So are you going to quit or not? That's a question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Arabic language, it is called istifham inkari, where Allah Almighty is posing a question in order to declare the prohibition of something. So Allah says, will you not quit it? Which means it is totally prohibited. It is part and parcel of the understanding of the Arabic language that this type of terminology is used. My brothers, my sisters, listen to what Allah says. You see, one thing that we are instructed is whenever you have a small problem between brothers and sisters, between people, it is important for you and I to make an effort to solve the matter immediately, as soon as possible. You have a problem, don't allow it to escalate. Something wrong between you and your brother, you and your sister, be it biological sister or sister in faith, Allah Almighty tells you, you need to make sure you resolve the matter. In fact, as a human being, you should solve your matters. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. And this is why Allah Almighty tells us in Surah Al-Hujurat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah speaks again about rahmah and mercy. You want the mercy of Allah? Solve the dispute between the brothers who are fighting. The believers are brothers. So strive to make amends between the two brothers who are at war with each other. May Allah use us to solve problems, and may He never make us a vehicle of creating problems. Ameen. So my brothers, my sisters, in the same way we see the importance of brotherhood and solving problems, and the importance of maintaining that union, take a look what Allah says intoxicants does to a person. The intoxicants, what do they do to a person? Listen to what Allah says. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء. If you just take those two words, Allah Almighty is telling us Shaytan's aim, the aim of the devil, the aim of Satan is to create enmity between you and hatred amongst yourselves. So whatever Allah has prohibited is in order to protect you from enmity and hatred. And one of the things at the top of the list is intoxicants in any way, shape or form. May Allah protect us. These are prohibitions, but they are equally important as the things you have to do. So I fulfill my prayers, and equally important, I must stay away from that which is prohibited. In fact, there is a hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, when I have told you not to do something, do not do it. But if I have instructed you to do something, do it to the best of your capacity and ability. إِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَانْتَهُوا. If I have prohibited you from something, stop it. وَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And if I have instructed you to do something, do it to the best of your ability. May Allah make it easy for us to fulfill our duties unto Him. Obviously, that which is an obligation, there is no excuse. But this is speaking about that which is even beyond an obligation. So my brothers, my sisters, we have at the top of that list, like I said, intoxicants. We have gambling on the same list. The reason is, it is called eating the wealth of one another. Bil batil. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. O you who believe, do not consume the wealth of one another unjustly, unfairly, deceivingly, etc. Don't. A deal must be straightforward, honest, upright. There is blessing when the deal is upright, straightforward and honest. When it is not upright, not straightforward, not honest, you will not be able to achieve the favor of Allah. In fact, you will earn the wrath of Allah. My brothers and sisters, in this beautiful suburb of Lekki, here in the city of Lagos in Nigeria, we ask Allah to protect you, to protect the nation, to grant you goodness and ease. I must mention, wealth is not a sign of success in the eyes of Allah. There are so many people who had no wealth, but Allah granted them greater success holistically. And at times there are people who have all the wealth, but perhaps they may not have that success. True success is when your connection with Allah is at the highest. That is success. So don't worry about this world. It will only last an average of 70 years for you and for me. After that, what happens? Your millions and your billions, and in the case of the Naira, your trillions and your quadrillions will not be able to assist you unless you have used it in the right direction. And the more you got, the more humble you became. So there are some of those whom Allah has chosen to give them the best of both. Alhamdulillah, good for them. May Allah grant them goodness. But don't be deceived by Shaytan to make you think that I need to do anything to get money. In the material world, many people think that I can earn no matter how, but I just need the money. So they con people, they deceive people, they cheat people, and so on. And they make the money. That money has no blessings. It comes with hardship, it comes with sickness, it comes with disease, it comes with the breaking of relations, it comes with problems, it comes with so much more, lack of contentment, destruction of whatever else, and ultimately the wrath of Allah and His punishment. What's the point of having that? I earn with barakah, with goodness, with blessings. May Allah bless us all. So this is the reason why we are not supposed to be gambling, because we are actually taking from the wealth of people unjustly. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. It's a religious teaching. It's something that we have on that same list. Similarly, from the prohibitions, We have adultery. We have many other things that Allah Almighty has kept prohibited. Immorality. You need to know how to dress. Both male as well as female. You need to know how to dress. You need to know how to carry yourself as a believer. If the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was to meet you today, in your clothing right now, would it be a moment of your pride to be able to say, I greet him and I will embrace him and he will be proud of me, claiming to be his follower? Or will I be embarrassed and quickly run out and say to myself, let me wear something more decent before I can go to the one whom I have been claiming to be a loving follower of, yet I cannot even dress according to what he taught? That's enough said, my brothers, my sisters. It is enough for us to know that if we were to meet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would not be an embarrassment. That is good enough. If it would be, change your life today. Imagine if he were to ask you, what do you do for a living? How do you earn your money? Would you be embarrassed or not? I want to tell you, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah's example is far higher. It is the highest. Allah knows. He is watching. He sees. He is going to take account. Allah is going to question you and I. Let's change. Let's correct ourselves. Let's improve on our dress code. You know how to dress according to the teachings you are following. You know it. Become strong. May Allah Almighty strengthen us. So Allah says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. I want you to quit two types of sin. The sins that are committed openly and the sins that are committed hidden secretly. People are hooked onto pornography. Cut it, my brother. Cut it, my dear sister. The reason is, from a religious perspective, Allah Almighty instructs us to be careful of what we look at. If you are not going to be careful of what you look at, it comes at a price. Are you prepared to pay the price? That's the thing. You might think, I will seek Allah's forgiveness. But what if it has messed your brain, your mind, your system, your thinking, and so much more, and your whole life begins to sway in a negative direction, and you don't know what is happening to you and everyone else simply because you didn't realize it was the payment I'm paying because I was looking at things that I'm not supposed to be looking at. May Allah strengthen us. Those are hidden things. No one knows. When I look at you or you look at me, you don't know whether you or I is addicted. Any one of us is addicted to something of this nature. May Allah protect us. Those are called hidden sins. Allah's blessing, Allah's mercy is He's kept it hidden from the eye. Imagine if your sins were written on your forehead. It would be an embarrassment. A Shafi'i says that if the sins of human beings were in the form of a smell and a bad stench, nobody would sit next to each other because of how bad we smelled. May Allah protect us. My brothers, my sisters, beautiful teachings of our faith. It is pure, it is disciplined. That's what Islam is all about. It teaches you when to get up and when to go to bed. How to carry yourself through the day and how to do business. How to address your spouse and your children. How to speak to your brothers and sisters and your parents. How to reach out to the poor and how to reach out to those you interact with on a daily basis. It teaches you how to deal with your enemies. And Allah speaks about justice even with those whom you don't like. Be fair. What a beautiful verse. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Amazing. Do not let your hatred for a people lead you to be unjust with them. Be just, be fair. It is closer to piety, God consciousness. It is closer to the correct relationship with Allah. And be conscious of Allah. Ittaqullah. Be conscious of Allah. My brothers, my sisters, let us ask ourselves, Where are we standing today? Each one of us knows what he or she is doing. There are habits that we have that are not supposed to be in our system because we are believers. Cut those habits. Quit them for the sake of Allah. You know what they are. Yes. If as a human being you make a mistake, you falter, you sin, you seek the forgiveness of Allah, you came back to Allah, you falter, you sin, you seek the forgiveness of Allah, never ever stop seeking the forgiveness of Allah, because He is the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most kind. That is Allah. So if you have faltered as a human being, you committed a sin, you repeated it, remember, come back to Allah as soon as you can. You don't know when your eyes are going to close. You don't know when you're going to die. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us the best of our deeds as the last deeds. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina awakhiraha wa khayra a'malina khawatimaha. Oh Allah, make the best of our days the last days, and make the best of our deeds the last of our deeds. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن والسنة ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.